You know, you're gonna be like that guy who showed up at the wedding feast in the parable with no clothes, with no wedding garments. He was speechless. He had nothing to say for himself. You're gonna have nothing to say for yourself when you appear. He's gonna say, "Whence did you come from, sir? Where's your wedding garments?" You know, it says the white garments are the righteousness of saints. It's like, well, it's just imputed righteousness. So, I mean, actually, they're wearing these moth-eaten, filthy robes with excrement smeared all over them from the filth of their sins. But God puts on rose-colored glasses, and they look pure and white to him. It's not rose-colored, because they're tinted with the blood of Christ. And he looks on you, and he only sees that. I don't want to mock that beyond measure, because God does impute righteousness before we even perform it. He begins to look at us as righteous, because righteousness is a gift of God that he gives us. Just like the wedding garments for those who are bidden were supplied. God supplies the righteousness. But he doesn't just pretend we're righteous when we're not. He makes us righteous. If he doesn't make us righteous, then we don't have faith. Because Jesus said, If you do not believe that I am he, then you're going to die in your sins. If you die in your sins, it is manifest. You do not have faith. You do not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Oh, but I did. I did. No, you didn't. Because if you did, you wouldn't have died like that. See, you're not going to justify yourself before God. He's not going to accept you. I can't justify myself. If I do evil, and then he slays me in it, I'm gonna die. The second death is mine for sure. The only way I'm gonna be saved is if he looks past that, and brings me up, and brings me into the fullness of the stature of Christ. It's only gonna happen by his power. Not by my will, not by my deeds, but his work in me. To will and to do his good pleasure. It says, if I be 17, yea, and if I be offered on the sacrifice of service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. 8. He did not shirk from being offered. People laugh at me. If they heard me say that, they'd be ashamed, because I know they love me, who laugh at it. But that I want to die for the Lord's sake, because I want to suffer a violent death at the hands of people for the gospel's sake, not just for anything, not just for just like some crazy just breaks in my house. I don't want to die like that. Some crazy breaks in my house, I want God to kill him, protect my family, or at least subdue him. God knows, forgive him, they don't know what they're doing. But still, and sir, I want to die like Stephen died. In service, in righteousness, in the gospel. Standing up for Christ. Standing up for the truth. And being, that's, because you know why? That is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When Stephen died like that, you saw a perfect man die. In the measure of the stature, he was the fullness of Christ. Right there. Jesus put to death once again. For the same comes also to you, joy, and rejoice with me. Hey, you know? Because like, people were waxing bold because of Paul. They said, oh, you know, they know what it is. Rejoice. Verse 19, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. I want to know what's going on with you over there. And I trust God's going to, you know, saying this in faith, that the Lord's going to send Timothy, who was with him. He wants to know how things going in Philippi. Verse 20, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, and not the things which are Jesus Christ. You know, I don't got anybody like Timothy. He's of the same mind. He's going to naturally care. I mean, in a real genuine sense, he really cares for or how it is with you. Everyone else, again, here, does this mean all the other apostles, every other brethren? There's just Timothy. Again, these are figures of speech. Just like when he says, the gospel has appeared to all men. If you can't understand figures of speech in the scriptures, it's like if I say, I had a party and everyone was there. What, everyone in the whole world? The whole family was there. Every single member? Well, almost everyone. But if you say that, it means, generally speaking, this is an absolute truth that this man is unlike the rest of them who don't care. What he means is, I don't have any man close to me in proximity that I can send, because it's in context, to you who is like this. He's the only one I could send to you. Because all the other ones, they seek their own. Not the things which are Jesus Christ. You consider what Paul was surrounded by. But consider the fact that he could make this statement. He is putting a lot of people out. Though, like I said, it's like he may have sent others on other missions. Maybe they weren't around. He's writing this. Timothy's there. I don't have anyone else I can send. Right? But you consider the fact that it's like, Paul wasn't totally alone. Think about it. In Paul's time, he had said how he had, with tears, told people that grievous wolves would enter in. And even while Paul was preaching, there was all these false gospels around and so on and so forth. And they really came to dominate the church. They really did. I know what people think. The gates of hell will never prevail against the church. Well, they never have. The gates of hell is not the... there's going to be apostasy. There has been for thousands of years. There's going to be false doctrine among you. Even, that they which are approved may be made manifest, as Paul said in Corinthians. That's just natural. That's according to the way that God has set up the world run. Those things are going to be. The gates of hell just simply means, it means death is not going to prevail. We're going to have victory over death. It doesn't mean there's always going to be an earthly church which God regards as being genuine, meaning like the Catholic Church. There was the church. Because they want to give authority to all those councils and so on hundreds of years after Christ.